Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this.
I've got some good news.
Yes?
We've been invited to a wedding.
Oh, I love a wedding.
Yes?
Is it a summer wedding?
Yeah, I think...
Yes.
Hang on, let me read the email. It says, Dear PR4L, Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and if you're still in contact, Chappers.
Have you been opening the PR4L's post?
Yeah. That's illegal. It was addressed to all of us, so I'm within my rights to, to open
checking.
It up. I just wanted to say you're all invited to my wedding in November. That's good.
If you hadn't have said that, would the Rosses have arrived?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just need to clarify that.
Yeah.
So it's a November wedding, winter wedding. That'll be nice. Oh. Says, well, I say wedding, I mean just the evening do.
Oh.
I was ready to go to that as well.
Who is that person, please?
Kate off of Hinckley.
Kate off of Hinckley. Really nice offer. But the fact that you've just invited me to the evening do means that I'm actually not a really good friend to you. Taking it quite personally.
That's not even the reception bit with all the food, is it? That's
no,
just the disco.
Just
at the
evening
end.
Bit.
Oh.
Right. When you get married, right? Are you going to get married?
Hopefully, one day.
Would we, and by me, I mean.
Oh, don't start this.
By me, I mean we and the one that didn't speak, right? Mm. Would you invite. Would we be evening reception or main event?
Do you think we'll still be friends at that point?
Yeah. I'm up for it if you are.
Okay, probably... Oh, you've got to come to the actual wedding. Well, if I get married in the next 5 years, you'll come to the main event. If it's after that, we won't be speaking anymore, so probably just the evening do, if anything at all.
So that's me taken care of. What about the one that doesn't?
He's looking like he really wants to... I don't know.
Okay.
Just the evening do for him, I think.
Right. See, that says a lot, doesn't it?
He's just throwing his water at me.
Matt Fincham.
Oh, now, you've got to have him at the church because he plays the cello and he's really good to have as you're walking up the aisle. So, yes, he could come to the
main
event.
So that's the only reason you're inviting him, because he plays the cello and he can actually help you out.
You might as well be honest.
Okay. So only there because you want him to do something for you? Okay.
Yeah.
Noted. Chris Moyles.
No.
What?
He's not coming at all.
Why?
Well, I don't really know him. He didn't invite me to his wedding. Oh, isn't he's not married yet?
He's not married.
No, I just wonder why I hadn't been invited.
Right. So if he invites you...
Yeah, if he invites me, then I'll invite him.
God, it's like
him.
Christmas cards.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Comedy
Greg James.
Can come. Oh, Greg can come, just to the evening, do.
Just evening?
Yeah.
Fern Cotton?
No, again, you see, I think she'd think, why have I been invited to that?
Hmm. Okay.
So no.
So we're both just evening event, are we?
Well, you can come to the main
event. We're not
main. You can come to the main event and one that doesn't speak, just evening. But you know, do you know what? You can come to the main event, skip the reception because that'll cost me a bit more on food. Come back for the
don't
evening
eat that
do.
Much.
No, some people do. You get invited to the wedding, then you have to leave the reception and then you have to come back for the disco. You can do the music and stuff.
You don't want that after what happened last time I DJ'd at a wedding thing.
Why?
I've told you about this. My flatmate. His sister got married in this really posh place in the Cotswolds or somewhere, and it was free flowing champagne from 10 a.m. and I was on at 10 p.m. doing the disco as a favour, I'd like to add.
I bet that was amazing.
Yeah, I played Wise Men by James Blunt. Don't you know this story?
No,
They had to take me away from the decks. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
podcast.
We were talking earlier in the week about this guy, this clip we found of this guy on American reality TV. And we're just saying that boys should never cry, mostly because they're quite rubbish at it.
Is he still crying?
Well, there was a couple of people crying.
Because I know somewhere deep down in my heart, I still love you.
But that wasn't the best one. From the same show, this guy. See, leave it to the ladies. Boys are absolute rubbish at crying. Still going. Just don't do it.
Does anyone else think he's just a bit of an attention seeker?
Yeah. But boys crying, it's just not good. Now, we've found a wedding-themed one. You know, we've been talking about weddings?
Yeah.
We've been invited to some amazing weddings now back here. This is all good. All right, so imagine, before you hear this clip, imagine you're getting married, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're the bride. You're in the church. There you are.
Looking lovely.
Looking amazing. God, you're so thin.
Thanks. I've been on a diet for like 3 years to get
wow.
to this day.
And what an amazing peach dress that is.
Peach? Who gets married in peach?
Oh, that's bridesmaids.
But you're bridesmaids in peach, so you look amazing
yep.
and they look rubbish. And always make sure they're fatter than you and slightly uglier than you.
That's right.
And you'll have a brilliant day.
I say, so imagine you're getting married, all right? You're in the church. This is your new husband, okay? Think about it.
Just met him?
Yeah, you're getting married to this guy.
I, John Verissimo.
Take you, Janita Gibson.
To be for my lawful wife.
Promise
this forward.
For better, for worse.
For rich, for poor. In sickness and health. Unto death.
Tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness.
I like the way he had to clarify that just in case the people of the congregation thought he was being forced to get married.
He doesn't hate her. They're tears of happiness.
He does want to be here.
See, that's why a bloke should never do it.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.